Good morning. It's 16 minutes after 8 o'clock. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW. In Sitka this morning in the studio, I'm very pleased to have a couple of guests. Rebecca Himshoot, science teacher at Kikgushihin, is here. Good morning, Rebecca.
Good morning.
And Adelaide Polson is here, a student who is going to be talking with me about the Kikgushihin Project Fair. Good morning, Addie.
Good morning.
And I can see Addie, but you all can't. I recognized her instantly as an orphan in Annie. So anybody who went to Annie, just be aware, I have one of the stars of Annie right here in the room with me. You'll have to form a line outside the studio when we're done. Ms. Himshoot.
Yes.
The project fair. My kids did the project fair. The project fair has been around a while.
You're dating yourself. Yes. Yeah. The project fair has been around a long time. Addie actually knows exactly how long. And this was news to me. I didn't know the full history of the project fair.
That's right. Because Addie, you would know how long it's been around. How long has the project fair been around?
The first one was in 1996, so 19 years.
And how do you know this?
My project this year is actually called the History of the Project Fair. So I interviewed some of the people who have...
The folks who've been putting the project fair on all these years.
Yeah.
Wow. I want to talk to you more, Addie, about what you've learned about the project fair, but I want Ms. Himshoot to sort of explain to us what it is, because okay. I think we all sort of, we conjure up images of the science fair.
Sure, yeah.
But Kikgushihin goes out, you go at it a little bit differently.
Right. We're actually trying to make it a little bit broader than just a science fair. Science fairs are super important, and we're really happy that Patty Dick runs a science fair in sixth grade. But getting the kids to science fair, we want to make sure that they have opportunity to work on a long-term project before they jump into something like science fair. So science projects are certainly welcome. As a science teacher, I love to see them. But really, any project will do. My one rule is that the project has to teach us something. So you can't just put pictures on a board and call it a project. You have to tell us about what the pictures are showing or the research that you've done towards your project. So we have collections. Kids will do projects that we call creativity. One student a couple of years ago took a picture of her dog, and then she recreated that picture using various media. So we call that a creativity project. Science experiments certainly are a project. Research, if you want to teach Sitkins everything there is to know about penguins, you can do research and teach us about penguins. So inventions, technology, there's all kinds of stuff kids can do as long as they follow their interest and as long as the project is pretty much their own work with adult intervention when safety concerns arise. But it should be the student's work, and it should show what they're interested in and teach others something.
And do you vet the projects? Do they come to you and say, Ms. Himshoot, I want to do a story about a project about penguins? Or do you provide a list for kids to choose from? How do you go about tapping in to the interests of students?
Right. So I don't vet the projects in any way, so kind of anything goes. I do provide guidelines, usually right before winter break, and certainly by the time winter break is over, I'm really kind of getting into project fair mode. So I provide guidelines for students. They don't need to sign up. So if a kid starts a project and doesn't quite finish it, it's you know, no problem. But hopefully most people will finish their project. And I've never had any issues of inappropriate projects, but I do have a couple of guidelines that I publish in the documents that kids can take home. For example, I prefer no live animals. It's really stressful for a live animal. For those folks who come to the project fair, it's an incredible evening with lots and lots of people. So that's stressful for an animal. And some folks have allergies against animals, so we have no live animals at the project fair. Last year I had a no volcano rule, which I understand in Sitka is with our volcano right next door. An unpopular rule, so I did not place the rule this year, and I'm expecting...
Unpopular? I would say harsh.
Okay.
Especially since I think I'm kind of a volcano sort of guy, actually.
I know. I apologize for all the students who've dreamed of doing volcanoes. I didn't institute the rule this year, so I expect a few volcanoes.
Okay. Addie, how did you settle on your project? Why did you decide to do the history of the project fair?
Well, for a little bit, I wasn't really sure what I was going to do, so Ms. Himshoot suggested it to me, and it sounded fun, so.
All right, and what's your project going to look like? What's the final product going to be when people come to the project fair? What are they going to see?
Well, in the middle, I have things like when was it, where was it, like that kind of thing, and I got that information from the interviews with Bill Hutton and Mrs. DeGennaro. And then on one side, it has like things from 2001 and 2002 mostly. There's like a few programs, I think. And then like there's a little medal and stuff. And then on the other side, some teachers used to do projects, so I put down what they did. And then on the bottom of the other side, I did, why do students like projects? So I asked some of my friends why they do projects.
All right. Did you happen to talk to any former Kikuchihin students about what projects they did when they were students?
No.
Yeah, but they're all around. Yeah, my kids did the project fair, I remember well.
And I think it's really interesting. I didn't realize this, so thanks to Adelaide's research, we now know that we're approaching the 1,000 project number in Sitka.
No kidding. Somebody's going to have project number 1,000?
Yeah.
That's huge.
We think so. We, of course, never really counted officially, and we don't really have numbers, but each year I've been doing the project for about 5 years. I inherited it from the very capable Ms. DeGennaro. And every year that I've done it, we've had between 50 and 60 projects. In the last couple of years, actually more than 60.
Wow. And Mr. Hutton that you were talking about, he used to be the principal at Kikuchihin, and now he's superintendent over at Mount Edgecombe. Addie, how long did you spend working on your project?
I spent like 4 days, I think.
I think it was 4 intense days. And so the reason that I hand out guidelines for the project fair way back months before the project fair is some students need that amount of time. If they're doing some sort of scientific study, they might need more time. And I really try, this is for all the parents out there who have suffered under the project fair, I try very hard to convince kids to spread the work out and not do it all the night before or even the weekend before. The best projects are done with families over time. Mm-hmm. So not rushing it is a good thing. Addie was in a bit of a rush because we had our idea a little bit late in the game.
Okay. Just in your memory, Ms. Himshue, what are some projects that stand out for you?
Oh, my. That puts me on the spot. There have been so many. The one you told me about, I would have liked to see. Why don't you tell the listeners about the project that your family did?
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, I remember when my daughter... I'm sure there are people listening who know my daughter and will appreciate this project well. She decided to test which was smarter, cats or dogs. And she prepared a series of tests, which we conducted at home over a period of an entire weekend, I believe. And she developed the test. She sort of wrote out what her expectation was for each animal, and then she actually put the animal in the test. I guess this might sort of run against your live animal strategy a little bit, except we never brought the animals in.
Right.
She might have taken our dog, because our dog was such a superstar that it actually totally crushed the cat in all the intelligence tests.
You're kidding me.
Yeah.
Now that's completely against what I would have predicted, being a bit of a cat person.
I know. Well, that's science, right? You go into it with sort of an open mind, and granted our pets are not representative of all pets, but in a very selective way, she conclusively proved.
Right. So we often in elementary science, we're dealing with misconceptions, and apparently I have a misconception about cats versus dogs. Previous projects that really stand out, we've had a couple of model trains that because of their scale and scope and size, those always stand out. Last year we had a student who was conducting a test, and she may not have nailed the science, but just her own interest in her work to decide which was louder inside a paper towel tube. It was two different materials. I think one was macaroni and one was beans or something, and she was trying to determine which was louder. So the ones that stand out to me tend to be the science ones. But there was one done in the Polson family that was a history, I think, of history of the Polsons or history of Sandy Polson. I can't remember. Do you remember that one?
No.
Okay, and I can't remember. It might have been, I think it was Cora Dow who did that one.
Your cousin?
Yeah.
Cousin Cora.
So there are just so many, you know, 60 a year is kind of a big number. I want to make sure that I invite people to come to the project fair. This is a really neat opportunity to see what kids are up to at Keat, and to it's kind of a showcase of these aren't classroom projects, although classroom projects are welcome. I know Mrs. Duncan's class is going to have a really neat project on display that they've been working on as a class, and that's always welcome. But these projects are independently completed, and it's a really nice opportunity to see what kids are working on and to see what kids can produce. It's kind of like turning the gym into a museum for an evening.
Nice. So that'll be tonight, 6 to 7:30. Mm-hmm. Public is welcome at Kiku Shaheen. And tomorrow morning, other Kiku Shaheen students are going to come
visit. Students, all the classes will come down and visit the project fair for short periods of time, and the public is welcome to come then as well. But the advantage to coming tonight is that the students will be with their project. So as you look at a project, you can ask them questions and learn more from them. Tomorrow, they won't be standing with their project. So there's still an opportunity to see the projects, but some of them will be slightly dismantled as well. We don't leave valuables and fragile things out on Friday morning.
So tonight's the night. One last thing before we go, Addie. Has doing your project made you more interested in history?
A little.
A little. A project is a project.
Well, her next project, she just doesn't know it yet, is a history of Verstovia and Keat Gushaheen School.
There you go. All right. It's been thrown down, the next project. Addie Polson is a fifth grade student. Her project at the Keat Gushaheen Project Fair that you can see tonight beginning at 6 o'clock is a history of the project fair. Almost 1,000 projects done over the 19-year history of this. Rebecca Himshoot is a Keat Gushaheen science teacher who coordinates the project fair. Thanks to you both for coming in today.
Thank you, Rob.
Thank you.